listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Your boy Mike J. I got Trav. Marissa's in the house. Groovy Jew's not with us tonight. Shell's not with us tonight. And tonight we're talking about men's. Do you love your man for what he does for you or just for his tender love and care? We're also talking about is it okay for somebody to have a preference of being chased or chasing somebody? And also we're talking about loyalty. If you're not loyal to your girl, can you be a loyal friend? So we're going to go ahead and deep dive into the first topic. So we was brought to a topic where a woman was talking about what all her man does for her money-wise, from paying half on the rent, buying her, basically attending to her needs and paying all her bills. And she was showing him, she was saying that she loves him for that, and that shows how much he loves her for that. And somebody said, well, how come he has to show how much he pays for all the material stuff to show his love? And one girl said, well, baby, love don't pay no bills. So, I mean, everybody got preference. I'm not going to bash nobody, but you just see how men, what men go through.
I'm just saying. So,
yeah. I mean, some niggas will be like, you know, I pay for this. To each his own. Everybody shouldn't have the same relationship. If you like your man paying all your bills and he likes doing it, well, by all means, let him do it. And you got some niggas who like to go half and 50-50, and you got some people who like to be a team and all that. It doesn't really matter, but at the same time, you got some women who are gold diggers in disguise. So, I mean, what y'all take on it?
I really think what the guy was saying in the comment, because he was, to me, it was like he was basically saying that men are idolized now for what they do financially, not for how they treat somebody. And the way she was putting it, I don't really think that she was completely in a relationship with the man, because I don't think he stayed there. Because I'm going to read the rest of the comments. She ain't even met his mama yet. Like, because somebody was like, something was said in the comments, and she was like, somebody when she meet him.
What?
When she meet the mama or whatever. So she was like, whenever I meet her, I'm sorry, not him, but her. But the post said, this man really gives me $700 a month, half my rent, pay for my $400 wigs, and get my nails and toes done. And anytime I send him places I want to go, he say how much. I'm definitely one of the Lord's favorites. So a guy come in and said, I've noticed it's never about how a man genuinely cares for a woman or the way he treats her in these type of posts. It's just what he does for them materialistically. He's just basically paying for the pussy over and over again. LOL, shake my head, it's sad. So from that, I gathered that the guy was saying she didn't say she was definitely one of the Lord's favorites, because she has a man that, you know, doesn't disrespect her, that gives her all these kind words and affirmations, and he does genuinely nice things, like he cares about her. It's all about the financial. And I think now we're living in a world where, I guess it's because the cost of living is so high, there's what a lot of women looking for.
Yeah.
Is,
well, I was just about to say too.
And I ain't gonna lie, if somebody come along and they want to help me, not turning that shit down. But I do prefer a man that does genuine nice things. Like, I like the good morning beautiful and good morning gorgeous tips and all of that stuff. I'm not really too big on a man paying my rent or paying half my rent, because I don't want a man living here. So one thing about me and the money, they usually follow it. And unless we just about to make that commitment, then I don't really want that type of money. Like, but that's just me. Some people don't care. Like, if you're going to dish it out, they're going to take it. But I don't know how to use the man either. Like, I probably could be done got a whole lot further in life if I was just like a low-down gold-digging ass bitch. But I just can't do it. I just believe in karma. It doesn't sound like she's using him, but then at the same time, I wonder how that situation would go if he stopped paying half of her rent, stopped paying for them high dollar ass weeds and stuff like that.
Because
she never mentioned saying he's a nice guy, he respects his mama, or if he got kids, he's a great father, or anything else, or like when I've had a long day, he's my go-to person to talk about how my day was. He cares about how my day went. He speaks like it's none of that. Like, I want that type of stuff. I want to be able to call you and vent and tell you.
You want the traditional dating. Like, you want traditional dating.
I can't say I want traditional because, you know, if I'm one thing, it's not traditional.
Yeah. But that, what you explain is more like a traditional. What she explained is more of the modern day dating. Like,
because women gonna let you know. Yeah. Like, if you look at a lot of women's posts on Facebook, you ain't got no money, don't even talk to them.
Basically. If they seen what
or you if you ain't spending no money, don't talk to them, because men can have money and won't give you a dime.
Yeah, nowadays you gotta give a little to get a little. That's what they be thinking. And some of the
really and truly, my bad. Go ahead, I don't want to cut you off.
No, I'm saying because a lot of dudes be thinking you gotta give a little to get a little. Nowadays, girls be fucking dudes who ain't did shit for them. Like, you got dudes helping girls move out of their apartments and shit. Like, damn. Let me just be your girlfriend. Nah, I'm just helping out. And she going around late at night fucking another nigga. It's like, you doing that, all that.
That because doing. Women, most time women got dang, choose the guy they want instead of choosing the guy they need. And in reverse for most men. Men is going to choose the woman they want. I mean, fuck the woman they want and choose the woman they need.
But I'm just saying though, niggas need to realize that you ain't really got to do all it. Niggas be like you said, like we talking about in the old episode, niggas be trying to friend their way into pussy, and then they looking like stupid, like a dumbass later on in life. When a nigga just be like, "Hey, I just brought her a pizza, now she's sucking your dick in the living room and shit, and you doing all this tricking and shit, and you ain't getting nothing."
Well, some of the men that are doing the tricking, the woman don't really like them.
I'm gonna just say that
from a woman's perspective. And sometimes it's not even about the tricking. It's just that it's a genuinely nice guy. And she wanna like him. Like, I mean, really wanna like him. And I guess I can say this because I've had these genuinely nice guys. They willing to do whatever I need, but it's something that's just not there and it's not clicking for me. And sometimes it may be the attraction, it may be the height. It might be, most of the time, it's going to be the attraction. Because if I'm not attracted to you, it's not too much that we can do. Like, you got to have something.
Yeah, it's time for a woman.
Yeah, and I've tried to do to get past the attraction isn't there and tell myself, oh, we're going to have sex, and I just started drinking. Or I hit my pen. Like, because I know at some point, it's when a man like a woman, like, you're going to want to do that. So where it comes to this tricking thing, like Michael said, and they out here doing all of this stuff, she don't really like him. She just know he's a nice guy.
Yep. That one thing about women. Women, they're not going to, like you said, they got to be attracted to you. Like, you're going to be, that's why most dudes get friends on and then women going to stick their type. They attracted to their type. That's what they're going to stick to. You, like, you can't be nice. You can't notch your way into a woman reaching that level with you. Like, that women gonna stick to their type most of the time.
Right, because you've never seen a woman friends on a man that's her type.
Mm-mm, she will never do that.
Unless there's a reason behind it. Like, it gotta be some deep ass shit. And the only thing I could see is like if he done dated one of her other friends or they just knew each other amongst a group of friends. But a woman isn't gonna meet a man that's her type that has all the stuff going for him that she wants and be like, oh, I'm just gonna make him my friend. No, if that's her type, she's gonna try to, she gonna give him some pussy. She's gonna try to put the relationship on him. Like, no, women don't friend zone men that aren't their type. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen it. I ain't gonna do it. Cause shit, if you're my type and you single and I'm single, why we ain't trying to make something else happen? Clearly, I don't like you like that. If I made you my friend, and I mean, I've been friends with attractive guys, but they weren't my type. They could be nice looking, but they were probably some bullshit. And they probably with like a womanizer or demean women, or it was something that they did if I was just friends with. Unless we just came out the gate as friends. Like, but yeah. No, you're not just gonna friend zone. You ain't gonna meet no guy and put him in the friend zone if he's your type. And if a woman tell me she's doing it, she gonna have to give me real justification.
Yeah, honey, they should be lying. Yeah, yeah.
Unless she's saving him for, unless she's dealing with another guy that's her type, and she's waiting to see how that shit gonna go, and then try to take the guy to friend zone. But a man that's her type is not gonna stay in the friend zone for a long time.
Mm-mm. That won't fault women for like getting like. They ain't taking advantage of the guy. They just doing what they not attracted. Women stick to their type. Women are not like men. Men, we got that dog in us. Men
y'all will fuck anything.
Fuck anything. So that's why I'm not. I don't be mad like damn. She doing.
Y'all
she doing
let anybody before. Feed yeah. y'all. Y'all are gonna exactly. let up in anybody's house. Y'all just gonna do any fucking thing.
Right.
Exactly.
I ain't saying it's a bad thing. I mean, like, at this point, we live in like a doggy dog where you just can't be green to shit.
Niggas be lying about who the girls they be fucking, and then, like, they be like, some dudes be hiding these girls on the low, and they come out, oh, you were fucking so and so? Like, what?
Nah, they mess with them, get them pregnant. But, dude, that's why, like, want women control this, because basically women control the sex, like everybody knows. So, that's why I say men choose men. That's why I always tell. I was talking to somebody having this debate, the debate the other day. Like men generally choose better partners than women. Ain't shit nigga gonna. I promise you, ain't shit nigga gonna find him a good woman. And a good woman gonna find her ain't shit nigga before she find her a good nigga.
That's true. Can I say something though? Yeah. This person is debating, how come they won't come on the show? And I want you to play this part to them and say,
nah, it's somebody else. Shit, we just had a damn another discussion.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
but look, though, I'm just saying, you right, though, because a lot of dudes they be just going in there, they got smooth game and all that stuff, and girls be eating that shit. If you got a good game and all that, you could talk your way into some pussy, but at the same time, like you said. You say you don't fault women. Now, you know what? Sometimes, because you be trying to tell your homeboy or something, you're like, hey, man, she ain't feeling you like that. And they just got to learn on their own. Because if a nigga just doing that shit on his own, you try, he got to have a good support system. He's like, hey, bro, she ain't really, he fucking you? And you doing all this shit for her? Or she at least giving you the time of day? No. But I'm working my way on it. Sometimes you got to let niggas, you got to let people learn and crash and burn so they can get the lesson. So some men do it to themselves, and some men they get played and it's fucked up. Same goes with women.
I was about to say women the same way. A person can tell you in 100 ways that they don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like they can, you really have to listen to the shit that's not being said. Like, and a person can show you that they don't want you. And like, as far as with women, I try to learn. I think I'm pretty good judgment at men now. And I mean, they can put on a facade, but it only lasts for so long. And this with anybody, you can only fake some shit for so long. At some point, your true colors will come out. I think my position in shit now is I don't have expectations. And if people go into stuff without having expectations, they won't get hurt. It might hurt their feelings a little bit, but you won't be as devastated if you ain't got no expectation. Like, I can meet a man now, and we can exchange numbers. We can do all this talking, texting, hanging out, chilling. But I'm not going to make up in my head and say, oh, this is going to be something. Because he could wake up tomorrow and change his mind. Or he can wake up tomorrow and start showing me who he actually is. He could have been perfect for a week. And then a week later, it's like, oh, you really some bullshit. And when I figure out that you're some bullshit, I'm just going to remove myself from the bullshit situation. A lot of women, they stay in stuff thinking they can change a man or make a man like them or make a man do more with them than what they've been doing. No. There's what I've learned is if a person don't like you, you can't make them like you. They can like fucking you. They can like coming to your house. They can like shit like that. But if they don't want to go out with you, they don't want to come to your family functions, they don't want you with theirs. Like, you can't make them like something different about you. You can't make yourself be that person for them. But there is a person for you. I always tell women, there's a man out there that'll do everything you want them to do.
Yeah, it is.
And like in the same thing for men, it's a woman that will do everything that you want. You just got to make it plain and clear what it is that you want. You can't just accept bullshit. If you know y'all just want to lay up and fuck somebody, don't make that your norm. I know you want to try, the shit out and see how the sex is, but if every time they hitting you up, that's all they want to do, it's come fuck. Like, you need to let it be known in the beginning. Like, I like dates. I want to go on a date like once a week, once a month. Tell this person what it is that you want. Trav, say you shouldn't do that. But sometimes you got to tell somebody what you want, because if I'm telling you I want to go on it, we need to go out at least once a month, and then we get a month in and we ain't went out, I'm going to ask you, so we ain't going out? You shoot me some bullshit. I'm going to go out with the person that I know want to go out. Or I'm going to go find somebody that want to do it. That's why I tell people what I want in the beginning. You say you shouldn't do it because they'll just start doing that shit. These niggas don't start doing that shit. You tell them and they say, oh yeah, that's cool. Like, you like flowers, I can buy you some flowers. I'm going to bring you this. Days and days, weeks go by. I ain't got none of this shit. It's time for you to go.
Ooh. Time's up, partner.
Yeah, because I mean, like, it's simple stuff. I picked out some flowers for my coworker at work the other day because it was her last day working with us. So I made a comment and I was like, I always look at those, but I never buy them for myself. And they was like, oh, you buy yourself flowers? Yes, I'm never going to ask a man to do something for me that I'm not willing to do for myself. A lot of women be saying they want somebody to just bring them flowers, but they never buy themselves flowers. Ain't nobody ever bought your ass no flowers, but you want this man to do it. You gave the rest of the niggas free pussy. They ain't have to work to get it, but this one man, they gotta buy you some flowers, pay half your rent, get your hair did after you done did all this free fucking. Now you want to up the scope.
I wonder that pussy gonna really change the man.
Pussy don't change men.
I just need to know. Do y'all really think, like, women really think that I'm gonna give him this pussy and he gonna change everything? It does the opposite for us, but we ain't gonna go in there. We don't talk about post nut clarity, but so many damn times. But I'm just saying, do they go into giving that pussy like, all right, may I just give him some pussy? May he'll change or some shit like that. Is it because you're horny or you just trying to do a strategic move?
Me and one of my cousins have had a conversation multiple times, and I always say what men want is peace. When a man find a woman that ain't bitching, nagging, complaining, want to do all that arguing and stuff all the time, I think that's a they're related and they're resided. Unless, and I think it has to be a healed man.
Yeah.
These men that like toxicity, they ain't gonna appreciate a calm woman. They ain't gonna appreciate a woman that want to communicate. They want somebody to call them with their rah-rah-rah shit. And I tell men, like, if you still on that, try to circle back around me when you off that. And if I'm still available, then we can try, because I don't have it in me. Like, I'm not finna argue with you just because they make your dick hard. That's weird. You want a reaction out of me. This dude told me he did some, he went to acting funny for like a few days. I cut him off. I was like, we ain't talked, probably was like a week. I was like, we ain't really talked in a week. This ain't working no more. I like time and attention. You ain't giving me either. So I wish you nothing but the best. He wrote back and was like, okay, you too, love. Then FaceTimed me the next day and was like, I know you didn't think it was going to be that easy. What? So then I continued talking to him and he was like, I do stuff to get a reaction. No, I'm too grown for you, because nigga, you almost 40. You wanted me to go to blowing your phone up saying why you ain't calling, text me? No. Get somebody else to do that type of shit. Like, no. No, pussy do not change men. Okay, how good your pussy is, how many tricks you can do on a dick, how much you can swallow a dick, that is not gonna change a man. He will keep coming letting you fucking suck him, but he's gonna do something else with somebody else. He might be fucking getting fucked and sucked by that girl too, but sex ain't changing nobody.
Wow. It ain't gonna ruin your life. Well, it ain't gonna ruin your life. You gonna have something that gonna forever connect y'all, or you gonna have something you can't get rid of. That's the only thing you gonna do for real, friend.
Yep. I think at the end of the day, we just need to date and get in relationships with like-minded people.
Yeah, with people who actually like you.
people that like you and want the same things that you want. And all of this comes from conversation, getting to know somebody, like outside of sex. We know it's normal to want to have sex because we got it. Some type of attraction has led us to this place. Like, if either you seen them out in public and you was like, damn, they fine, or she thick or she whatever, that's usually what draws somebody to somebody. And if you meet people on a dating site, it's a picture. It's not them damn words and them long paragraphs they done wrote talking about what they like to do. No, it's what they look like. And mm-hmm. then you gonna read them words, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But so that attraction has to be there. So it's normal to be attracted. That's human nature. But know what you get yourself into. But if you want to be that man, that's the paymaster. That's a lot. There's not one woman that's walking this earth that's not gonna take your money.
And so yeah, that's why, like, for me, basically, it's modern day dating. It's what that whole situation is, really what 2023 dating is and beyond. Like, dating is not like the traditional. It's more of a, what can you do for me? What can I do for you? And we're gonna go from there.
But if a man isn't living with the woman, he's paying his rent and also his bills and contributing to half of her lifestyle, time's hard right now. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Like, if you get a man that do that, but at some point, these women are gonna want more than the money from a man. I would hope. Because y'all saying love don't pay the bills, love ain't holding you at night either. Mm-hmm. Y'all can use all them toys y'all want to use. That shit get dead. I don't see how y'all just keep on with them roses and stuff. I ain't never tried no rose, but so he can just pay the bills and not be there. Like, you cool with like sleeping by yourself every night because you pay half your rent and bought your weeds? I guess. But you know what happens with shit like that? A woman to get this man that's spending all his money, but then have a nigga that ain't shit laying up in the damn bed like,
let's go back to what I said. It goes back to, like, women choose women go to, hey, and it goes back. Women choose the man they like, the man they need. But hey, but they hit problem. They hit fault because he ain't there. But hey.
Yeah. But you just niggas is doing the most boy doing all the boyfriend shit. He don't get no reward. This is one nigga just call you, hey, I'm pulling up. Drop dick in and leave. And this nigga coming over here giving flowers, trying to attend on trips, buying her red bottoms and all that shit. You got this nigga with a damn dirty ass white beater just busting her guts open, and he ain't did shit. But hey, you got
one. It's always going back to
attraction. Well, I want the lame man that I'm not attracted to that's going to buy the flowers, buy the pay the rent, ask me how my day went, and text me all day and call me. I want you. And if I'm not attracted to you, you'll never know.
Damn.
That's hard. That's hard though, man. Hey,
you will never know. I ain't gonna just go have sex with the bum ass dude. We're gonna make it work.
You gonna make it work?
Mm-hmm. I'm too old.
How long though? How long can you think you can make it work?
How long you think it'll last?
It'll last a long time until the economy get right and rent ain't $900. Shit.
Monopoly.
That shit gonna last forever. Then, shit.
Right. It's forever. Don't ask me for no baby, though. I ain't got that anymore.
He said that's a deal breaker.
That's the deal breaker. If I ain't attracted to you and you think I'm gonna give you a baby.
Yeah, that's how you can't get off the record, though. And that
was this is what I'm about to start telling me. I cannot have kids. It's genetically impossible. Mm. Something wrong with my something. It,
you don't want you to get a little
Michael, rent is $900 and you ask me, do I want a baby? Go ask these people how much daycare costs.
Yeah, that shit like $300 a week now. Probably more than
More than that. Not finna be stressed out because I had irresponsible sex. No.
mismanaging pussy. That we call it.
Micromanaging your pussy.
My doctor called me yesterday and said she wasn't going to refill my birth control pills unless I come in for her to check my blood pressure. Oh, well, I'll be going. When you can see me? Because I didn't come to work lately, Earl, or something, because she ain't finna play with me. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, everything going up, but yeah, so you got to be, yeah, you better be careful. But thing, well,
children are a big responsibility. What kills me with people, they won't get married, but they'll buy houses together. They'll buy houses together and have kids. You will put your name on a loan agreement for a mortgage of $100,000 plus, but you're not going to marry this person because that's the big commitment. Then you'll have a baby with a person, a bigger commitment, but y'all don't want to get married. Y'all like each other enough to go into financial debt together and trust this person to have their part to make their work, have all these kids and stuff, but y'all don't want to get married because that's a big commitment.
You know, responsibility goes out the door when you're busting a nut.
That shit gonna hit you soon as you got say positive. Shit, you might be busting a nut, but you gonna regret that shit.
Yo, you in mid nut, all the responsibilities. Ah, fuck it. And then once you've done, you like, fuck, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I'm grown now. I don't think about it like that, cause shit, I'll be
looking. That's what niggas do. I'm just saying, that's what niggas do. But you
gotta, they do. But niggas do it. A lot of niggas do it on purpose though. Niggas just be fucking like, niggas got like women be having sex, unprotected sex with niggas who already got 3-4 babies, raw. And that nigga ain't bad to take care of them and hoping for a different result.
Oh my bad. Go ahead. Say that again.
You said what?
Say that again, cause I cut you off. What you say? God didn't hear.
Nah, I was just saying like I know some women like be having sex with unprotected sex with niggas who had 3-4 kids, unprotected, and then got lame.
And then get like, mad when he ain't gave mad, you no money. You get mad when he ain't helped you financially with y'all child.
Yeah. Like, come on now. You see this shit. Like,
and then like did you ask him like what type of job, what type of income he got? Because he got to take care of himself. Then he got to take care of these little mouths and all of that. Like, what you thought your child was gonna fit into? I think it's so unfair to kids when people just be out here doing irresponsible stuff. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't it want a really child is. To suffer because of my choices. That's one of the other reasons why I had kids. Like, no. And if I meet a man and he got multiple kids, they gotta be damn near grown or already grown to think I'm about to entertain that shit.
Yeah, that like that
because you got a lot of money going out if you're a good father. I ain't saying you can't afford it, but there's still a lot of money going out. Kids are
expensive. Money in time.
Yeah, because I want you to spend time with them, but then I want some time too. But I don't want to take away from daytime and while like them children about grown, you know.
Yeah.
They teenagers. They already doing some of everything. They playing sports. Oh, they want to go to this activity with their friends and stuff. Like, okay, so I can hang out with you while your child doing this. They at practice. Do you go sit and watch the practice? Oh, they beat. So y'all ain't doing that unless they like playing little league sports. So yeah. I like them 16. They driving shit.
That's like we always say that's a big responsibility. Like in the like we don't know who like demographics of this podcast, but you young, you in your 20s, even early 30s. If you can avoid it, don't have no kids out of wedlock. Don't have no kids out of this. Enjoy life, especially now. Yeah.
And if you've already started having them, stop now.
Yeah, stop now. I look, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say it can't happen. But anybody wanna get married, what the top thing people wanna do when they get married is give their partner what? I know not everybody, but I know.
Well, see, I asked that question like, do you want kids or do you want more kids? And I asked this in the beginning because I don't want them. But if I get married and my husband doesn't have kids or only has one child and they want more, I would not deprive them of that one. They can only get one.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm getting old.
We all are.
I ain't trying to be 40 and pregnant.
Oh yeah, that shit. This shit dangerous too, not only for what you got, it is really dangerous.
If I ain't got about 35, but I have.
Yeah, that's
what I'm hoping. Yeah, but it gotta be. Even with the end shit, when I do it, it gotta be by the right person. Like it ain't no blueprint to the right person, but some boxes gotta be checked on deck. Like I don't usually say, yeah, check out some boxes, but the person that you have a child with, you gotta check some boxes out.
Have to look deep, like when the old people used to say you gotta look deep before you leap. That leap needs to be with children and marriage.
Yeah.
And you can't know a person in 2 weeks or a month or 3 months. Like you gotta look deep. You really need to see a person in all season.
Yeah.
Oh,
tough situation gonna show you everything. Tough situations and situations with proper decision makers has to be made. All this shit, like you got all this shit gonna come in, especially having kids. And shit,
I think we done got completely sidetracked.
Yeah, we both be.
We done had a whole Michael moment for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, cause we tie into that first one. What the second was going to the dude. Holding his friend accountable for
the guy for posting two. The video. I don't disagree with what he said. So for those of you that are listening, there was a video where this guy posted and he went out to a bar or a club with his married friend. His married friend was talking to women, offered to buy them drinks and stuff. So he takes it upon himself, you know, tell his friend he was wrong. He shouldn't be doing that because he's married. But the problem that I have with it, he made a video and posted it to social media and he said everything that happened. And then he went on to say his friend shouldn't have asked that lady to marry him if he didn't want to do those type of things and become become faithful to this lady and not approach other women when out. He also said he spent money to be in their wedding. They was in Vegas, blah, blah, blah. My problem with that is, why did you have to make the post for social media? Yeah. You could have just pulled your homeboy to the side and said whatever. Also, you don't know what type of understanding that man and that woman got in their marriage. He might have been looking for somebody for them. His wife may be okay with him doing whatever he was about to try to do. You never know. Mind your own business. If you had a problem with it, you could have said something to him. Or you can just not associate yourself with him.
So.
But I understood where he was coming from. You shouldn't have married if that ain't what you wanted. But also, y'all don't know what they got going on in their marriage. Some people be okay with this type of stuff.
Yeah.
We don't live in the old way of things. Like, people were married before and they were doing stuff and they were sneaking doing it. Nowadays, like, people can't openly do stuff because they've had a conversation with their mate and their mate is okay with it.
Yeah. It's pretty much marriage stands to be, it's a business. It's a business partnership. And my take on it. Now, like I said, I'm with you. I agree with what he said. I agree with everything he said about it. He should hold his friend accountable. He should, you know what I'm saying, pull him to the side. Man, what you doing? You don't want to get married. If you out here doing this, you don't need to get married. But making the video, and it, I don't know if they say he told his wife or not, telling his wife, those two things you're going to do. Because you're going to eat it. Well, it's ruined anyway. We should have went ahead and just like, hey, call the wife right then on FaceTime. Because when you put it on the internet,
details that you gave, because you probably only got one married friend. And if you ain't got one married friend, you might have, let's just say you got two or three. But I guarantee you all of them did not get married in Vegas.
Yeah.
Trav is one of the nicest people I know. And if I did some shit like that, then they'd be ready to see me.
It ain't about like the, I know it, he was wrong. True enough, he was wrong, but how he do went about it, like putting on the internet and telling his wife, like, well, tell the girl.
Because he basically told the wife by posting the video, like, even if the wife doesn't follow him on any social media platform, other people may, that's friends of her, that would have been like, hey, you seen what he said? This is sound like he's talking about your husband.
And then, too, like, shit, like, you don't know what kind of agreement was made, and then, too, you know, some dude, before they get mad, they get a little nervous. I'm going to see if I still got fire on West Kyle. See, he didn't even hear what the dude was talking about to the women. He just, you know how we be in the club. He just, you know what I'm saying? Just talking.
Yeah.
Like, and some men are just friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Be friendly. You, every time you talk to a woman, they always think you're trying to do something. It'll never be the case. It never be.
Sometimes. I know it. He just pretty much said, like, yeah, he was in club talking to women.
I mean, I'm just saying. Ain't no. It just fucked up. Like, why do niggas rush to social media? Let me just say this. And this shit is, social media is not fucking therapy. Social media is just a big ass soapbox that niggas just get up there and hoping that somebody.
It's for entertainment.
Yeah.
So why the fuck you gonna dime? It's not even diming them out, but you don't know the whole fucking situation. They could been some secretly swingers or some shit. Now you done air they shit on Front Street. Now everybody embarrassed and everybody looking at them sideways. You know, some of that shit is none of your business. Like Trav said, you live home, you mind your own and shit. But I don't know what game his chicken eating ass to do that shit. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me. He's right though, because sometimes you gotta hold your friends accountable. Yeah, okay, man. If you ain't doing this, and then y'all should have a conversation. Hey, this is what we got going. If he wants to share that with you, hey, this is what me and my wife got going on. With all this, blah blah blah. Okay, then hey, that's y'all. That's your business. Ain't mine. But hey, you go on social media for what, validation? Or am I right, y'all? Am I in the wrong? I don't get people. People do weird shit these days. Since social media got around, people do weird shit.
Uh-huh.
So, because trust me, he put heavy shit. Travel, if I did it,
but again, though, like, for all he knew, them could have been some women he went to high school with. Like, yeah, maybe they didn't meet until college. Because I went out with this guy and he was like super friendly. Y'all know I'm real chill. I sit back. I don't really be saying that. If you didn't know we were in the club together, you would have not known we were together. He done danced all night. He done danced with women. He done bought a bottle, done told everybody they can get something to drink. Like, he was like a social butterfly. I was just chilling. I ain't even care. Because I knew how he got there. He got there with me. And we leaving together. And it didn't bother me at all. And my friend was like, it's so nice that you're not like the jealous type.
Yeah.
I said, why? Because they standing there dancing together. I don't want to do that type of stuff. So he is fine for him to do it with somebody else. And then, like, we was leaving, he stopped talking to some people, and I just stood back, let him have the conversation. And then eventually it was like, okay, let's go. But, and that was all because I was cold. But you never know what type of understanding it is. And you have to know, like, as far as women and men, like, you gotta know your mate. Like, you just really have to be secure in what you got going on.
Yep.
And healed. I'm gonna always throw that part in there.
Yeah, you got to, because shit, that's the biggest part. But yeah, like I said, like, you don't know, he just been just talking shit, or just, he clearly just said he was over there talking to women.
This man could have been trying to make a business transaction, and you done made a whole video and posted on the World Wide Web.
You want that clout, but
so many details are left out.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, he could have been trying to fuck with them like that, but I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Mind the business they pay you.
Exactly.
Yeah, man,
you just got, like I said, mind business. Like certain stuff don't need to be spit out. You know what I'm saying? You have, if that's your friend, you have that situation in how you wait to get back in the car. Y'all talk that shit out then. Don't get in front of no camera, no phone. You got tell the word how you feel. Or you should have told him how you felt.
If he has a black wedding band, that means he's a swinger. So yeah, just mind your business.
I ain't never knew that, Michael.
I know a lot of people with black
running
bands.
No, they said it's a black running bands, and if they got and they shit, then they swingers.
Never heard that before.
Yeah. Go look.
They just can't like the color black.
Everybody can like the color black, and then somebody's like, hey, you down to get, yeah, and all that shit. Problem. I know I'm wearing mine's gold whenever I get one.
That rose gold.
Road go. You can't do black. Niggas nasty D-Day.
I like the black, though. I like the black one.
You want to rock the black one?
Trav, well, don't listen to Michael. If you get you a black wedding band and if somebody come approach you thinking you're a swinger, you just gotta let them know. Like, nah, that ain't me.
That's ain't for me. I like the color. I like style.
That's my first time hearing that.
Yeah, mine was too.
Yeah, you get a lesbian couple. Two big booty lesbian couple coming to you. Are you a swinger?
They ain't swinging though. Yeah.
If they lesbian, yeah. They ain't swinging, Mike.
Yeah, nah.
Lesbian don't like penis. Yeah.
Bisexual lesbian couple.
Moving right along into the next topic, because you'll get sidetracked. You see how I said we had a whole Michael moment? We have nobody to stop us, but I'm gonna stop you because no.
Okay. Ruby Rose. Well, Ruby Rose says she wants a man that doesn't like her, but if they like her, then she. How y'all feel about that?
That's pretty much that's the game, really the game. That's the game, or so one of the games of dating, because. A lot of people chase what they can't get and eventually settle for what they can get.
Well, I'm sorry.
Not everybody, but a lot of people.
I like men that like me more than I like
me. Too. I like women that like me.
Yeah. Like, I need you to like me more than I like you. Like, Once I experience a man liking me more than I like him, I just can't go for nothing less than that now.
That's pretty much what's going on. Where that's the game of life. I know people. I think people weren't ready for it to be said that blunt, but that's pretty much what everybody. I can't say everybody. What most people do, because most people gonna chase their type, and not all the time your type. And if you like, ain't gonna like you. Mm-hmm. And true. Then once they give them. Like, damn, I don't got enough. So the game is over.
Yep.
What's next? Like, shit, it just, I understood what she was saying. Like, damn.
Yeah, I get what she's saying too, but I don't like nonchalant men. I do not. You got to give a fuck over here. And you got to show me that you give a fuck. Like, nope. So, yeah. Come liking me more than I like you.
Yeah. Most niggas, when they just stop getting the fuck. And then sometimes that shit work, though, because some women like niggas who don't give a fuck. Like, okay.
I'm not one of them. I need you to be sensitive and soft. You ain't got to be no punk, but I need you to be sensitive and soft with me. Like,
so she pretty much, she like, the she want to be, so she don't, well, she like, she ain't gonna never have a long relationship. I ain't gonna never say never, but like, doing something like, unless she be in a situation where, hey, you need to go. I told you when I was talking to you.
A nigga who got a little sweet side, but at the same time will tell her, you know, when it's time to be a man, he could be a man and all that.
Yeah, you gotta be able to put me in my place. You can't let me run over you, but you still gotta be kind of light. So I don't want no hard ass street. Nigga, no more.
So you don't graduate from there.
I kind of fell back into it for a brief little moment, but he was sweet though. Like, he was sweet when dealing with me, but he could still say some shit, and I was like, oh, okay. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna be quiet. But what you wanted? Yeah.
That balance should work though.
But I need you to have regular hours. No, I need you to work a job. Like, nah. Can't do the ones that sell drugs no more. Because what you mean, you calling me at 2 o'clock trying to wake me up? My phone is on do not disturb for a reason.
Oh, you put on that.
My phone gone do not disturb at 9 o'clock every night. During the week anyway, because I try to get up at 4:45 and go to the gym at about 5:15. So I need to be asleep at 9, or by 9:45, so I can get at least 7 hours of sleep. Like, yeah, I had a whole schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody comes, and this how new dude went for me, you came interrupting my schedule. You thought I supposed to just been up because you up. No, I ain't go to the gym for a week. Damn. She blew me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Trav? Do you think have you ever had an experience where you got the girl and then you got her and you're like, eh?
That pretty much when you was thinking with your eyes and not like learn like Russell was explaining it earlier, like you ain't really know this person. The old saying, everything that glitter ain't gold.
And everything that look good to you ain't good for you.
Yeah, she can look good to me, but once I got like this ain't what I wanted. The shell look good, but it's a rotten egg. Cause God, man, everybody been deceived by looks before. Cause you can look good, you know what I'm saying? Even on you meet somebody online, like reading them words, you can be deceived until you be around that person. So shit, like in that sense, yeah. But yeah. I ain't like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like what she said. She like people. I don't like nobody who don't like me, cause shit, I like, if they don't like me, shit, I don't like you. Shit, I ain't finna put no energy in that. You that's wasted energy. So you put your energy in somebody who don't like you, then what you doing? That don't make no sense. Like it made perfect sense, but it don't make sense for me.
I seen a post the other day that said y'all have the baddest female, but y'all cheat on her. And I seen a lot of guys sharing it saying just because she bad, that don't mean she ain't shit.
Yeah,
a lot of pretty women don't be shit because they think they pretty is gonna carry them.
Mm-mm. No personality, no charisma, no nothing. Just a body. That's a shell.
And you just pretty as fuck. And then when he go cheat, I ain't gonna say he cheating with an ugly girl, but he's not cheating with one that's
up to her standard.
He probably gonna cheat with a pretty girl but she ain't gonna be the one that's gonna put on the full face of makeup. Wear the expensive hair, all of this. She gonna be natural pretty. Mm-hmm. She probably gonna wear her natural hair all the time and all of that. And she's not gonna give him a headache.
Yep.
Them pretty bitches be stressing them niggas out. Not all of them.
You need some strange. KV. Say you want him a damn basic girl.
That's why I think that's why you always see ugly women in relationships.
Yeah, because hey, they
Ugly people are like men too. Like ugly people always have a mate. That's how I know it's not about looks. It's about that's why a lot of people need to know it's not about looks. It's about how you treat people.
Mm-hmm. How you treat and how what you like. Not how are you or a person. Like you gotta be very peaceful. You know what I'm saying? You make my life. You bring something to my life and not taking away. Pretty much.
But so, I've learned with ugly men, they be so fucking arrogant and cocky. You ugly as fucking got an attitude like you just the shit. They blow me. I can't do ugly no more.
Nah, but that's
and I'll be like, you ain't even my type. And then you acting like me. Like, I don't even really like you, but.
Yeah, women like confidence, though.
I like, it's a fine line between cocky and confidence.
Do that. Don't say confidence.
But some of these people be like, yeah, like, do you realize what you're doing? You very...
Like you said this a few episodes back, a woman could come up to you and say, hey, how you doing, handsome? And so many handsomes, each day by day.
Getting away.
I ain't gonna never tell no lie, call a man handsome today, handsome. You'll be sweetheart all day, every day. If I'm not calling you handsome, if you're not handsome, I'm not gonna tell you that lie.
Are you handsome and all that? Well, damn, you trying me? Some niggas gonna try to find out. They find out.
Yeah, it's a self-esteem, but sometimes you give somebody a compliment to make them feel good. You never know what somebody going through.
You never know.
You see a girl pretty good, you say, hey, what's up, gorgeous? Bright up, and you see her bright her face up, yep.
And she ain't got to be pretty, and you say, what's up, gorgeous? Or that you too pretty to be looking so mean. Now you got a whole conversation going.
What are you talking about? They said Biggie said he was black and ugly, but he had a however.
So, yeah, money.
Yeah, and that'll take you a long way. Because you never, that girl that posted that post about them 700, that half of her rent, them $400 weeks, she never said what that man looked like.
So, that's something. Yeah,
she didn't say no, she gave no description of qualities except for the financial thing, and that's what the man was saying.
That's a telltale sign. Either he got a wife or he got more. He more yeah. I know he got multiple women.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Mr. Willie.
Because I think the man that come in, he would have found more respect on the post from a woman if I had said, I told this man that I like XYZ, and every week or every month he provides this. I told him that I have high anxiety, so he talks to me like this, or he's learned my triggers, and he does this, that, blah, blah. So the hood dude I was dealing with recently, he picked up on when my anxiety would be bothering me. I didn't even notice that what it would be because of something I do with my hands. And when he noticed it and I would do it, he would just hold my hands and then like we have a whole conversation to calm me down. But yeah, had to post that, some shit like that. Dude in the comments probably wouldn't have felt the way that he felt. But yeah, we in the world now. It's about money.
So. Yeah, it's all that was about.
Really and truly, women should just tell men how much they selling their pussy for.
Hey, they don't want to come out some kind of way.
If a man reach out to him and be like, I got $700 for their pussy, they'll be mad.
Yeah.
But you want $700 to help pay your rent.
I know we're going off track, but what was if like they legalized prostitution and for sex workers and all that? Would that change the game, how women would come approach a man?
They really have with OnlyFans.
Think about it. If prostitution was like legal, I think women would come at men a little different because you don't need
well, you know, it's legal in some states. Legal at, is it in Nevada? Is it legal out there?
And all that stuff. I'm just saying. Yeah. Some dudes be like, I mean, I better just pay for the pussy and do all this shit.
You paying for it anyways?
Yeah. Eventually, you doing stuff.
Cause some niggas, I better buy me some pussy. And niggas be saying, I'm going to pay for some pussy. You say you want to pay for that pussy.
But you going to pay for some.
You going to pay for something. But it's a problem. Just go find somebody who fucks with you.
Yeah. I know.
So what's the moral of these stories, guys?
Pussy run the world.
I don't think you do.
I just talking shit. Nah, because of that damn list, what it had 500 things men are not supposed to do in life, so we can't do shit. So apparently,
I don't know. And half of the stuff on that list, I'm okay with a man doing.
That shit is funny.
These women are damaged.
I said, a man with allergies is sassy. I said, oh my god, that shit was funny. That nigga wrote
no, sweetheart, because what do you prefer, Claritin or Benadryl or Allegra? What you need?
I just said
you ain't finna be sitting up in here not being able to breathe around me. Constantly blowing your nose. I'm gonna have your medicine here.
See though. Like I said, you're gonna be missing out all that bullshit they be saying. You're gonna miss all your blessing, ladies.
Yeah, women, that's a lot. They don't care anyway. Yeah, I think it just be for the internet, though, for real.
Yeah, it do.
They do.
There's some crybabies in them text messages.
Crybabies. And the moral of the story, like who like you. That was basically what you got to do.
And the way a person feels about you has nothing to do with you. The way they treat you has nothing to do with you unless you've directly done something to them for them to give you a reverse effect. But if that's the case, they won't deal with you. You can't try to change a person's mind. Okay. People are going to be who they are. So find somebody that wants the same things as you. If you know you just want to lay up and have sex, find you somebody that want to do that. You want to go on dates, you want to travel, you want to see the world, find somebody that do that. At some point, we got to take accountability and blame ourselves for picking the people that we pick and allowing these people to take up our time and our space. I end up needing to sit here crying over spilled milk and continue to cry over it.
Yep.
Especially when you know what you get with a person. A lot of people at a certain age are not going to change. And when they do change, they change for who they want to. And if they've been giving you the same bullshit for months, years on end, you're not the person that they want to change for. And they may not want to change. They may not even want to be with a person. You should really ask them that. What is it that you want? You want a relationship or you just want to like have fun? Communication and conversation rule the world.
Is that why people don't answer it? Because people scared of the truth.
They know the truth. They know it without asking the question.
They scared of it. They don't want to accept it.
They want somebody to just voluntarily tell them what they already know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you. So what you trying to do? You just want to have fun? Because I want to get married. I got a wedding date set. I just need a man. I'm not changing my date no more.
That nigga stuttering already.
Yeah.
Can we talk? Mm-mm,
you in the way of my husband.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, man.
No, we can't just chill and talk. Move around. Go chill and talk to somebody else.
Move around.
And I'm in the way of your fun, girl, so gone.
Everybody in somebody's way.
So we done, y'all. It was nice chatting with y'all. We need to end the recording. I got questions to ask.
Yeah.
If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight. It's been the Gentile Podcast. Good night.
I don't know.
If you think you're lonely now.